Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from the Holy Gospel we heard a moment ago in John 11. Jesus said to her, Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world. This is God's word. This morning I want to share with you a story about two sisters. It's a story that's from the Bible, true story. Two sisters named Mary and Martha. Mary and Martha lived in the city of Bethany. We know that Jesus was in Bethany on multiple occasions during his life and ministry, because we have a couple of events that take place there. And in one event in Luke chapter 10, Jesus was visiting the two sisters, Mary and Martha. And St. Luke tells us that Martha was distracted with serving her Lord Jesus. She was going about trying to get the meal ready, making sure the house was all set, while her sister Mary sat at the feet of Jesus and listened to him teach. And Martha said to Jesus, Lord, are you going to say something to my sister? She should be helping me. And Jesus reminded her, one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion. Mary was right to sit at the feet of Jesus and not be distracted by other things. When we read a Bible story like that, we're reminded that we should be a lot less like Martha. We should be more like Mary. We should not be so concerned about the worries and troubles and tasks of this world, but above all other things, we should sit at the feet of Jesus and hear him speak. When we gather for the funeral of a person, we're often tempted to be, well, kind of Martha's about it. We look at all the things that that person did, and we say to ourselves, I should be more like that person. And Jean was one of those people. Now, I had known Jean, but when I prepare for a funeral, I get to know a lot more about a person, stuff I wish I had known in her lifetime. But you learn the story of a person, and man, was she a woman on the go? Was she busy doing stuff? Was she busy serving? And don't be wrong, Jesus is not condemning serving, which is good, because Jean did a lot of it. I was reading through her obituary for the first time myself, and all the ways that she served: Cub Scouts, 4-H Club, working at the area schools. Kind of stunned to find out she was kind of bothered that she was serving lunch in Iron Mountain and at Dickinson Area Catholic School as a Fliver and as a Lutheran. I was like, come on, Jean. But then I reminded myself, I suppose Mountaineers and Catholics need to eat lunch too. So, she was a person who worked, but she was also, and I hope you heard this in her obituary as well, a person who sat to receive what her Lord Jesus gives her. She did it in the context of this congregation right here, going all the way back to being baptized at the old Maple Street Church. You ever want to drive past there? The building's still there. It's like an apartment building now or something, but the building's still there. And then here at the Brighting Avenue location, she was here receiving what Jesus had to give her, listening to his word. And so while you'll hear in her obituary and the story of her life, you'll hear of all the things she did, you can't miss the things that she was given. baptized December 30th, 1934, confirmed, brought to the Lord's table on May 16th, 1948. Her entire life as a member here at Our Redeemer, being blessed by God with not one, but two loving husbands, two daughters, three sons, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, nieces, nephews, friends, so many people, so many blessings. When we're called at funerals to remember everything that a person did in life, then maybe we think about what I ought to be doing. But when we're called at a funeral to remember what a person received, then we can hear that we are able to receive it as well. The same Jesus who gave his life, shed his blood for Gene, is the same Jesus who gave his life and shed his blood for you. And Gene would have you know that. That above all the things that preoccupy us in this life, of all the things that threaten to get in the way in the day in and day out of life, above all things, know Jesus Christ, who has loved you with the greatest love there is, shown you the Father's love by carrying every bit of your sin, every bit of your guilt, every bit of your shame to his cross and dying, but not staying dead. You see, there's always a little bit of a tension in a funeral service. Should we be sad or should we be joyful? Honestly, it's both. Death is sad. It's painful. We've lost someone we care about, and that hurts, and that's okay. But Christians understand that you can be sad and you can be joyful at the very, very same time. Those two things are not mutually exclusive. You can rejoice in the middle of your sadness. I want to go back to Mary and Martha for a second, particularly Martha. You know, she's the one who gets the bad rap because she's the one who was so preoccupied with all the things she had to do. But in John's gospel, she gets her moment. You see, Martha and Mary had a brother named Lazarus, someone who was a good, dear friend of Jesus, and Lazarus had died. And Jesus finally gets to Bethany. It's after Lazarus has already passed away. And you can kind of hear the accusation in Martha's voice. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But then we hear her faith. Even now I know whatever you ask from God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? And then we get Martha's best moment. Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world. Martha, when all was said and done, believed the word of her Lord Jesus Christ, believed that in him is life. Likewise, Jean believed her Lord Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. And so we gather here in the house of our Lord, audacious enough to believe something that others out in the world think is crazy, that others in the world think we are nonsensical for our belief in this, but we believe it nonetheless, that those who die in Christ will live again. And that's why, even in the middle of sadness, we also have joy. Because Gene will live. Gene will live because Jesus lives. Jesus lives, and in him, for all of us who are in him, we will live as well. He is the resurrection and the life. And on that day in 1934 at the old Maple Street Church, when Gene was brought forward to the font to be baptized, everything that Jesus did was given to her. On that day, it was given to her that because Jesus had risen from the dead, she will rise as well. We're here. We have hope. Because we have a Lord Jesus who lives, who has overcome death. You heard it all throughout our other readings this morning. Psalm 23, where we have a shepherd that goes with us through the valley of the shadow of death. We have a shepherd, Jesus Christ, who has tasted death himself and yet come through clean on the other side. We have heard about how God will swallow up death, how he will wipe away the tears of all who grieve in the face of death. There's no greater joy. And I was talking with Lynn the other day. We were sitting in my office talking a little bit about the upcoming service and about her mom's passing. And I was telling her how it's actually one of the greatest joys for a pastor to do a Christian funeral. Not because pastors like it when a Christian dies, but because of the word we are given to speak and the word which we are given to hold on to, that Jesus lives. Jesus lives. The victory's won, we say. Death no longer can appall me. Jesus lives. And that makes all the difference. It made all the difference for Jean, who in the middle of all her serving and giving of herself to others, realized that she first needed to be someone who was given to. And our Lord did that. He gave all of himself, gave his own life into death, and then took that life back up again on the third day for Gene, for you, and for me. Thanks be to God that our Lord Jesus lives, that in him, death isn't the victor. Death doesn't get the final say. We go forward today grieving, yes. Hurting, yes. Pain in our hearts, no doubt. And yet also with great joy that Gene will live as surely as Jesus lives. Thanks be to God. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.